like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see.
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, sorry if you caught me blowing my nose there. It's like 27 degrees or something here. April, what, 22nd? Not supposed to be like that here. I had somebody said to me the other day, if you don't get winter in winter, you get winter in the spring. And that's sort of what we're looking at now. Hey, hey, pull this up for me real quick, Connor. I hear tell, Jared or whoever, Sheldon, whoever's, pull up permission instructions, because I got some good news for you this morning. I want to get something to you. I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's what I heard when I came down the steps to begin the show today. I hear tell. You guys remember that song, don't you? Country Western song. I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Darling, my intentions were the best. Remember that, right? And I was just thinking as I come down the steps, all of a sudden that popped into my head. And I'm smart enough to, I've been around long enough to know that that was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you a thought, and he puts a thought in your head for you to think about. But you have to be, listen, friends, there's a little lesson here. Bible says that my sheep hear my voice. Are you one of his sheep? Because if you're one of his sheep, you hear his voice. And then it says, and another voice they will not hear. So there's two voices. There's at least two. There's at least two voices, probably more than that. But if you're a sheep, if you're one of his sheep, if the Lord is your shepherd, you either hear his voice or he's a liar, because he told us that. Now, here's part of the problem that we have. When we read things like that in the Bible, when we get descriptions like that, when we get images like that in the Bible, we tend to take them literally or physically. I want you to know right now that I don't hear his voice. It's not audible. Okay? Although there have been a couple of times in my life where I believe I've heard an audible voice of the Holy Spirit. That's how, maybe sometime I'll get a chance to talk about that. But the Lord, come on, as much as we know is going on now, we understand that words are energy. Thoughts are energy. Emotions are energy. Fear is energy. Faith isn't energy. Faith is substance. I'll get to that in a second as well. And are you in the point in your Christian walk where you are able to, here's a better word, differentiate his voice rather than hear his voice? Because see, y'all hear, like right now I'm sitting down here in my multi-million dollar studio, and there's the heater for my house is a distance over there, and I hear it. But as I'm talking to you and I'm doing this show, I don't hear it unless I focus on it. Focusing on it, now I hear it. So when Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, it's more than just hearing it. It's stopping and acknowledging it. Okay, Lord, that's you. Like, remember when I told the story yesterday about when Lord told me to step out of the boat? That wasn't an audible voice. I don't think it was audible, but I heard it. I hear my heater. I heard it. And I stopped and I said, you know, that's the heater. What's that sound, honey? And she said, I'm running the sweeper. Okay, I identified that sound. Are you able in your walk be able to identify that voice? Are you spiritually attuned enough that when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you stop and identify it? I think you are far enough along, but I don't think you practice it. You don't exercise it. Why would the Holy Spirit say to me, the road to hell is paved with good intentions? Why would he say that? Because he did. Maybe he likes country music. But I stopped. I said, okay, Lord, Okay. Because, folks, listen. Evil does not manifest itself as evil. Evil does not manifest itself. All of us, folks, are controlled by someone, something. Call it whatever you want to. Jesus told us that not only say my sheep hear my voice, he said, take captive every thought. Take captive every thought. So there is something outside of us. I'm just telling you, I believe this in the bottom of my heart. There's something outside of us that creates thoughts.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
That word here, there is aku, however you pronounce it. And it means more than something coming into your ears. It means actively listening to understand.
Yeah, I think that's the point I'm making. I can hear the heater, but it doesn't mean anything. I don't speak heater. You know what I'm saying? So we have got to begin to hear and understand and obey when we hear the voice of God. Because the Lord isn't putting thoughts in your head just because he doesn't have anything to do. The Holy Spirit, you know, I want to show this to you because we don't understand. I got my phone. And there's something out there called artificial intelligence. I want you to, I know you guys can do this. I want to make an illustration, okay? Make an illustration. You say, how can you hear the Holy Spirit? What are you talking about? The Holy Spirit has a voice. Yeah, yeah. The Lord says it does. And I hear it. And I try to take captive every thought that goes against it. Things like fear we talked about yesterday. What's this? If you can do this, there has to be a God. Give me directions to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Getting directions to New Orleans.
Now, how the heck does that happen? So if my phone can pick up my words and put thoughts in my brain and tell, if my phone can do that, isn't there something out there that created my phone? Something bigger above that? I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And people are doing the devil's bidding and don't even know they're doing it. Jared, pull up real quickly. This hit me so fast coming down the steps this morning that I didn't even have time to pull up. Go to 2 Corinthians 4, if you will, Jared. 2 Corinthians 4. Pull that up for me. I think that's where it is. I'm trying to teach you something here. I'm trying to teach you something here today because I'm promising you. The day is coming. The time is coming soon. We're not going to be able to communicate. They're going to close this down. Sure as I'm sitting here, they're going to close this down. That's why we have to seriously consider. And Gary Pierce is actively picking up on something that we laid on the table a while ago and didn't come back to, and that's shortwave radio and the ability to be able to communicate with it. We have to do that. We have to do that. This is going to go away. Grieves me, but it's going to. They're going to pull a plug. They're going to. We know it. So
I had a thought walking up the stairs this morning too, and it was, you know, what if the devil actually believes he can do it better?
Say that again, Jared.
What if the devil himself actually believes he can do it better?
Jared, I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Folks, watch this, because this is the interchange I had with the Holy Spirit coming down the steps today. And I heard this, and I Googled it real quick. I'm in 2 Corinthians chapter, what did I tell you, Jared? Chapter 2, verse, yes, chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, watch, folks. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Now, again, see, folks, this is the continuation of a thought. We should go back to, don't do it. We should go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and see what he was talking about before, because this connects to what he just said before, okay? Therefore, seeing, what do you mean, therefore, seeing? How would you start a chapter, therefore, seeing, if you didn't read what the therefore was there for. Well, you have to go back and read what he said, but stay with me. Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. What? Hidden things of dishonesty? Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience inside of God. In other words, those of us who receive the Holy Spirit operate in it honestly, all right? But if our gospel is hid, be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. That makes sense, right? I was lost and the gospel was hid to me. I didn't understand it. And you go right now and you start to talk to some people who have not received the Holy Spirit, don't have the download of that computer app, it doesn't make sense to them, right? It's hid. The gospel's, look, if our gospel is hid, the gospel is hid. Who's hiding it? Who's hiding the gospel? Somebody's hiding it. Watch. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, colon, continued thought, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So I've come to the realization, I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Folks, those people who are being manipulated by the devil think they're doing the right thing. They think they are right. We are wrong. You understand this? Do you understand that not everyone in operation in government is evil, but they are being directed in evil way? Why? Because they cannot see. We just saw it. They cannot see it. The gospel is hid to them that are lost. And so therefore, because they don't understand the glorious gospel, what? They are operating in their knowledge base because their minds have been blinded. They don't get it. So they see the virus and they come up with things that they think would be good about the virus. And you Michael DeWine, does our governor, does he get on a conference call tonight and talk to people about how they can chip us and give us the mark of the beast? No. No. But they're sitting around. These ideas are coming to them from the evil one. Now, there are those who have maybe a more nefarious God of this world, more nefarious agenda, but some people are just stinking puppets. Oh, I got a video you got to watch. Go to my video page real quick, Jared. I learned a long time to quit using the word my. I'm sorry I used that. My. Thank you to whoever. I've been getting so many videos. Hey, do you guys know something? I want to. Can I brag a little bit here? We're starting to get some views. We're starting to get some views on our page. It pumps me up. Every view that you see on this web page, on this computer, on our screen here, by the way, are just our views. People have come to our website and watched videos from our views. There's one right there. Our leaders are psychopaths. That one right there. You got 54 minutes to kill. This will explain. It will explain many, many day things to you. All right. It's been up there one day. It's only had 50 views. Jared, where's that one's got like 2,800 or something like that? Where's that one? It's encouraging me because we're driving people to truth. Which one was that, Jared? It had all those bumps on it. This one. Is this the one it was? It's 4,500 views off of our own website. This is encouraging me, all right? So those of you who are sending me the videos, keep sending them to me. Back up, coach, back up. So we have people who don't understand spiritual things who are teaching us ungodly things. Why? Because they've been blinded to the truth. They've been blinded to the gospel. Okay? Folks, go watch some of these videos. These things are, I'm just telling you. And then you don't have to have me tell you. Just let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth. But 2 Corinthians 4, the reason I came there, the God of this, folks, there has to be a God of this world. There has to be. We have victory over him because the Bible tells us to take captive every thought. So thoughts are coming from somewhere outside of, I believe. I think they're coming from outside of us. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works. I can tell you this. When I walk down those steps into this multi-million-dollar studio, that's a joke, by the way. The Holy Spirit said that to me. Well, how do I know that? Because I hear his voice. Another voice I don't hear. And then when you take captive that thought, then you ask yourself, Lord, why'd you tell me that? Why would you drop? Who did that song? I hear tell the Rodells paved with good intentions. Darling, my intentions were the best. Randy Travis, are you kidding me? He didn't do that, did he? Play a couple of seconds of that, Jared, so you guys know what I'm talking about. Because I heard the Lord.
Mama always prayed that I'd be a better man than Daddy. And I determined not to let her down. Deserted by the man she loved and left to raise four children. We were the local gossip of the town. I promised her that I'd live right, not be like the others. But I wound up in jail on Christmas Day. I told her I'd be home and not to worry about my brothers. When I got home, my mom had passed away. I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But mama, my intentions were the best. There's lots of things in my life I'd just as soon not mention. Looks like I turned out like all.
Mama, my intentions were the best. Turn it off, Jared, or the bandits. Mama, my intentions were the best. So understand this, folks, that the enemy, if you are not born again of the Spirit of God, if you are an elected official, born again, not born again of the Spirit of God, not everything you are doing is intentionally evil. Do you understand that? Michael DeWine, our governor, I believe, has good intentions. That's what I think. But they're evil. How do we know they're evil? Because the God of this world's blinded him. He can't see it. So that's why they're getting all these crazy issues. So here it is, a little bit of good news for you, Jared. Pull that video up. Finally, I found somebody. I've been waiting for 6 weeks for somebody to straighten out this mess that we're in. And thank God we found her. Ashley. I think her name's Ashley. I don't know. So those of you who wonder how you're supposed to shelter in place and what you're able to do and all that stuff, here you go. Go ahead, Jared. Play that for us.
Yeah, I really don't understand why everybody isn't following the same rules right now. They're very clear. So let's take a minute and let's go over them again. First, you must not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open. And all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly. But don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people. And it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected that we build immunity. So it is very important that we get infected and also do not get infected. You should not go to the doctor's office or the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless, of course, you are too sick to go there. This virus has no effect on children except for those children in which it affects. The virus remains active on different surfaces for 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours, but in most cases it's days and not hours, and it needs a damp environment or a cold environment that is warm and dry in the air. unless the air is plastic. Schools are closed, so you need to homeschool your children unless you can send them to school because you are not home. If you are at home, you can school your children using various portals and online classrooms unless you have poor internet, more than one child, only one computer, or you are working from home. Baking cakes can be considered math, science, or art. If you are home educating, you can include household chores within their education curriculum. And if you are home educating, you may start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. every day. If you are not home educating children, you may also start drinking at approximately 10 a.m. Masks are useless at protecting you against the virus, but you still need to wear one because it can save lives. And in some cases, it may even be mandatory, but also maybe not. You must not go to work, but you can get another job, at which point you may go to work. Stay home. I don't know how many more celebrities we need to have tell you how important it is to go outside and take care of your mental health. There is no shortage of groceries in the supermarket. There are simply many things missing. You don't need to go buy a bunch of toilet paper, but you should buy some in case you need it. If you are sick, you may go out once you are better, but those in your household, they cannot go out once you are better unless, of course, they need to go out. Animals are not affected by the virus, except for that cat that tested positive in Belgium in February, plus a couple tigers. The number of corona-related deaths will be announced daily, but we don't know how many people are infected because we were only testing those who are almost dead to determine if that's what they will die of. The people who die of corona who are not counted won't or will be counted, but maybe not. To help protect yourself during these times, you should be eating well and exercising, but exercising only eating what you have at home to avoid going to the stores unless you need toilet paper or a fence panel. It's important to get fresh air, but don't go to parks, but do go walk in other places. Just don't sit down unless you are old or pregnant. But if you do sit down, don't sit for too long. Unless you are old and you are pregnant, in which case you need to sit down. But if you do sit down, don't eat unless you've had a long walk, which you are allowed to do if you are old or pregnant, except for times in which you aren't. Don't visit old people, but you have a moral obligation to take care of old people and bring them food and medicine. And finally, no businesses will go down due to coronavirus except those businesses that go down due to COVID-19. I hope this cleared up any questions about what we should and should not be doing during this time. Please educate your friends and family with this information. So we.
I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's it, isn't it? See, that's it. And see, this all piggybacks on the whole idea of fear that we talked about yesterday. Now, why are, come on, folks. We're grown-ups here, aren't we? We're grown-ups here. Why is the government closing down schools? I said, my old buddy, Coach Norm is here yesterday. He got tired of being by himself with his wife. Probably wanted to save his marriage, got out a little bit. Just kidding, Coach. And came over here, and yeah, we social distanced, and he stayed away from me. But neither one of us had a mask on. That's okay. But my wife is here, and she didn't have a mask on either because the children were in the other room, and they were close together. But you get it, right? We're operating now out of fear of lawsuits. The fear of lawsuits. That's what's going on now. You understand how many of our elected officials are afraid to open back up the government because they don't want to be sued. Somebody goes, they say, okay, it's safe now. Government's open. Everybody goes back and somebody goes to work and they get COVID-19 and they die and their family sues the governor for opening up the state. Everything going on in America is fear-based. It's fear-based, okay? Same thing. And my wife made it very, very clear that this is kind of harsh, but she after the show yesterday, she said, honey, you got to tell them this. If they are serving fear, they are serving Satan. That's what that sweet little woman I married said. If you're serving your fear, you're serving Satan. And I said, ooh, honey, that's a bit harsh. And she says, well, are they serving the Lord if they're fearful? It's true, isn't it? And that's where we are. So I've rambled on here for 24 minutes. Let me open up. Somebody come on here has got something more intelligent to say than I do.
Well, Dave, they could also do it like some type of executive order, or they could announce they're going to open it up. But if we open it up, we don't want a bunch of lawsuits. So if any lawsuit gets filed on it due to negligence, we're not going to honor it. They could say that.
I suppose they could, but they'll find some judge will rule against that, Chad. You know how that game's played, right? We understand exactly what's going on there. But again, folks, understand that. See, the God of this world's blinded people. That's blinded people. These elected officials, This idiot, this lady in Michigan, I'll pray for those of you who live in Michigan. She thinks she's like a school mom. But she has to just tell everybody what to do, keep everybody safe. That's that nanny state, see? That nanny state. Somebody else, come on in.
You know, good work, Dad. I think that perhaps this whole thing was handled wrong from the very beginning. I think there's a lot of validity, and the government doesn't have the authority to do a lot of the things it's tried to dictate and do. However, from the very beginning, if they had brought forth some recognized scientific information and everything, then everybody could make their own choice. And the governor could say, hey, we believe it is the best thing that if people distance themselves and wear the mask and all this and everything, then people could choose to wear the mask or not. And then the consequences of their actions are going to play out. If the hospitals get overwhelmed, this was people's choice that the hospitals got overwhelmed.
But Larry, why can't we do that? Why can't we? Come on, folks, connect a dot here for me. I'm not putting Larry on the spot. Why can't we operate in a society like that? Why can't they open it up right now and say, come on, please stay in the trail that we're running down here. Why can't they open everything up now? After 6 weeks, why can't they open everything up?
Because they've conditioned us that they are the nannies and they know better than we do.
That's right. And so, see, they're not based on truth. They're giving us a truth. They're giving us their opinion of the truth, by the way, which is where we are. And why do people go into government? Well, hey, you got to watch the video I told you about. Go back and watch the video on sociopaths and you understand exactly what's going on. Did you ever wonder why anybody would ever... Why does anybody want to get in government? Now, I would like to be governor. If I was governor, I would be righteous. I would be righteous. And I wouldn't be influenced by all these things. So I would never get elected, right? The only way you get elected is because you have to be in line with these unrighteous edicts that everybody else believes to be truth because they don't know the real truth. Why don't they know the real truth? Because their minds are blinded. They're blinded. And so I would come in and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this and this and this because this is honest and righteous and fair to everybody. And this is how justice works. And then they're going to say, well, we can't do that. That's Bible. We can't do that in the Bible. We got to do this. Right? It's exactly what happened. So we've so stepped off the path of truth that the road to hell is what we're going down. Why? Because we are being led by people who do not have the Spirit of God and have good intentions. In a nutshell, that's what we're seeing.
Coach, the majority of the churches are shut down. They shut down for liability, too. That's the main reason out there. They're afraid of getting sued.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so, Alan, let's hope this can be a lesson that we're going to come out of here in a second. I'm going to show you another video. Jared, pull up that vid of arrests here. I want people to see this real quickly. Is this going to happen to us again? Is this, folks, listen. Hear me. This is what this whole thing's about. And this is why we want to go to the rally on Saturday. And we'd love to have you come and join us on Saturday. Because if we get through this, whatever this is, folks, this has become a permanent marker now. Now they're going to be able to say, well, 10 years from now, 2 years from now, well, back when we had COVID-19, you remember when we had COVID-19? Here's what we did then. And it becomes a pattern. It becomes a pattern. Do you know right now? All the emails I got. The government has no authority to close down any business. None. They have no authority to do it. None. Governor DeWine would go broke if people started suing him. And when I say we're going to have a rally to open her back up, then all the people who are motivated by fear who don't have the Holy Spirit. You mean you can go to church and not have the Holy Spirit? Oh yeah, you sure can. You sure can. All those people who are being manipulated by the God of this world, they don't understand the argument that we're making about liberty and lack of fear and freedom. And all we're asking is for the government to follow the law. We just want the government to follow the law.
The problem is we're asking. The title of the rally is Let Us Be in Business instead of As of Today, We Are Open. This is the rally. we're open. If we're not going to be open, we might as well stay home, because asking the servant to do something is not going to work.
That's right. Jack, do you have any idea how hard it is to get people to think like that? Do you have any idea how hard that is? And that is.
Do you have any idea how long I've been? How long I've been saying that? Yeah, I know how hard it is.
But Jack, you know, you say to people, "Listen, folks, you just take them down the logical step." And the logical step is, well, if they tell you, the government tells you, you have to take a vaccination. Are you going to do that? And what do they say? Oh, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Who's not? The government. They're not going to do that. You mean the government just locked you in your house? You mean the government just put you through martial law? I'm going to show you that here in a second, too. Hang on a second. Okay, Jared, let's do this. Now, this bothers me. Maybe it doesn't bother you. Maybe you think for the good of the group, everybody ought to follow the laws and the rules. I say I'm going to follow the laws and the rules if they're lawful. I'm not going to follow the laws and the rules if they're not lawful. It's like having an umpire in a baseball game changing the rules, saying, "Ah, listen, we're in a hurry. It looks like it's going to rain. From now on, nobody has to touch first or second base. Just go to third and then home. If you just go to third and then home, we'll count that run." Well, that'd be good, but you can't do that. That's the rules of the game say you can't do that. You have to change the rules for us to be able to do that. And you don't have the authority to change the rules, okay? You have the authority to call safe and out, balls and strikes, but you can't eliminate first base and second base. So those are the rules. So the government is eliminating first base and second base, and people on our side have said, "Yeah, just run right down, touch third, and come home. Just go to third and home." What? What's that? It'd be safer for everybody if you just eliminate. You can sprain your ankle running to first. You slide into second, you'll skin your knee. Just go third and home. And that's what they've done to us. So here's just a 3-minute video of some of the stuff that's going on. Now, maybe it doesn't bother you. Maybe liberty doesn't matter to you. I'm looking down the road, seeing what the gods of this world are trying to do. They're conspiring against law. Oh, I'll make connect the dots. Go ahead. 3 minutes, 24 seconds. Just watch this stuff.
The anti-COVID-19 volunteer Toronto task force. Please maintain a social distance of at least 6 feet.
I don't feel protected at all. I feel that my rights have been completely removed. My children's rights, the world that I am raising my children in, has been completely changed.
This large gathering is also a public health violation. So at this point, I'm going to ask you all to disperse. If you do not disperse, you will be subject to a physical arrest.
Where's the Constitution?
If you do not leave, you will be arrested.
Hang on, please, folks, you're going to notice in all of these things, the police are not social distancing. They don't have on masks. They're not taking any precautions. Keep going.
Constitution!
Let's go!
Get off of
my leg!
What are you doing? You have no right to stop me! You have no right to arrest me! What are you doing? For what? You're not even telling me why you're doing this!
You're being detained!
For what? What are you doing? What are you doing? I don't want to get up to the curb.
No.
What are you helping, guys? What the f*** is he doing, guys? I'm just riding my scooter. What is he doing?
Brighton police are apparently arresting a dad for throwing a ball to his daughter in a park of about, I don't know, 30, 40 acres. Apparently that is not allowed by Brighton.
She's like, "Daddy, I don't want you to get arrested." And, you know, at this point I'm thinking, there's no way they're going to arrest me. You know, there's no way. This is insane. So I'm telling her, I'm like, "Don't worry, Daddy's not going to get arrested. You know, I've done nothing wrong. You know, don't worry about it." And then they arrest me. None of the officers had masks on. None of them had gloves on. And they're in my face, handcuffing me. They're touching me.
Sheriff's on the beach, but sheriff boat's coming now. Could this be the first arrest made for surfing?
High speed pursuit! Uh-oh. Sheriff boat. Uh-oh, he's screwed. Now he's got this guy. This guy's coming in. Let's see the highway pursuit. Oh my God, look at this. He cut him off. Throw the tax down. Pop the tires.
I'm a good citizen. Ain't breaking no law. Ain't selling no drugs. I'm just preaching the word of God. And look at all these police cars here. This is America, private property of a church. Yes, sir. I got a letter from my lawyer too. You want to read my letter from my lawyer? Okay, I'm good.
Are you getting an order from the governor?
Yeah.
Your rights are suspended.
No, our right don't come from authority. We're talking about the constitutional law, the first, second amendment, the U.S. Constitution that was given to us by our forefather. Tate Reed can't take it away. Mayor Eric Simmons can't take it away, nor the police officer.
Can be suspended.
They can't.
You are in violation of the executive order, okay? You cannot gather and protest. We are in a state of emergency. You cannot gather and protest.
Okay.
Hey, listen. I'm not answering questions. I'm here to tell you. As of right now, you put me in a situation where I got to make a move one way or the other, okay?
These officers are just doing their job,
okay.
And I'm just doing mine.
God bless America!
So, see, what they've done is they've pulled the police officers away from the real criminals. Again, right? I did a commentary about the policing the law-abiding. They want to make sure that people like us, law-abiding Christians, obey the law. If they lose us, if they lose control, they have no control over the real criminals right now, right? They have no control. So the last thing they want to do is lose control of the law-abiding citizens. We see that going on. They're letting guys out of jail, right? They're letting them out of prison. I mean, that's crazy. Anybody else? Come on. I got a couple more things I want to show you here this morning.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, John Diamond here.
Hey, John.
Hey, three things. One, I need both of those videos because I've been sharing them everywhere. I think a lot of the hits you got on that one was because I've been sharing it all over Facebook. So we're trying to point as many people to you as possible. I'm trying to look at some positive things that we can do about this thing. One, I think this is just a great educational opportunity. I was arguing with a guy at work and he was talking about face masks and, you know, the governor said this and that. And I basically had to break down, you know, the three branches of government, what each one had the power to do. I said, our governor of Pennsylvania, the only power he had was to call on the legislature to pass these ordinances. He can't make laws. He can't impose fines. Everything they're doing is absolutely unconstitutional. Hang on a second.
Should that matter to us? Christians, should that matter to us? That everything that they're doing is against the law. What do you think, John? Should that matter to us?
And that's where I think the Equal Justice Tour needs to come in. Because if you remember when I preached at your Occupy 2019 conference, I brought up those U.S. codes, 18 U.S. Code 241 and 242. What they're doing is a criminal offense. And there is actually, they are committing a crime. And I think Trump is very smart by letting the governors do that themselves, because I think they're hanging themselves. And I think most of them are Democrats. We need at the state level, and we need to do that here in Pennsylvania. We need to use that Equal Justice Tour. We need to file these lawsuits. We need to get these dudes arrested and prosecuted. I mean, if Jared wants to put that up, U.S. Code 18 U.S. Code 242, I mean, it is a criminal offense for them to do what they're doing. They're violating our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our right to assemble. Everything. Go ahead and read that, Coach.
John, we have it up on the screen right now. Folks, listen. Please listen. Will you listen? Will you get the virus out of your head a minute and act like this isn't virus? Let's say they're talking about you not having the right to go visit your children. Let's say they're talking about you not having the right to go visit your parents. You not having the right. Just take anything except the virus, okay? Just take anything out of there, and the government comes along and says, you are no longer allowed to do this. Pick whatever it is. Forget the virus, because that's what the governor's done. He said, you can't go here, you can't go. He's just done, okay? Says whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or to different punishments, pains, or penalties on account of such person being an alien or by reason of his color or race than are prescribed for the punishment of citizens shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosive, or fire, shall be fined under this statute or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. Folks, this is an order against the police and the elected officials. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap or illegal arrests or aggravated sexual abuse or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. What do you say about that, folks? What do we say about that? Can Governor DeWine just declare this and close down businesses and we all just follow because we're good Christians? We're just good Christians.
Who's going to enforce it, Coach?
Who's going to enforce what, Gary?
What you just read. Who's going to enforce that?
Well, evidently we got to sue and put somebody in court. See, that's the problem, though, isn't it? Because we go into that same legal system.
Exactly. And here's and I've been saying this all along. And, I don't care who you know, who whatever, it don't matter. It comes down to the police. If they're going to do unlawful things, who do you have to go to?
It's supposed to be the sheriff. It's supposed to be the sheriff.
But it's not. It's the state
supposed
police.
Supposed to be police. Is the key word there.
Yep.
Well, what's it supposed to really be?
If your sheriff sucks, you're in trouble. Just ask Rodney Howard Brown.
Well, in your state, but in our state, the sheriffs do nothing, but they're more or less court jockeys. That's what they do. They don't patrol anything.
Right. So maybe Roger can, I'm not putting you on the spot. Roger, you have any thoughts on this? Have any thoughts on is this something, is this, I'm thinking about, how do I say this? I know of a person whose business is being devastated. Did you know it's $500 million in government bailouts. Did you guys know they went to the biggest companies? Little guy didn't get any money. Like it always happens, right?
Yep.
Harvard
University yesterday, and it was even the president told them that they're going to have to pay back, or they're going to be hit with these fines. Coach, that's exactly what happened. These people have a plethora of attorneys, and they get in there and they do that because they're wicked. I want to go back to what you were saying. When we, the law keepers, become the law breakers, the word of God says in Isaiah 5:21, "Woe unto them who call evil good, and now good evil."
Amen, amen, amen. So, Dale, the question I'm asking is, then should this person that I'm thinking of whose business is being destroyed over illegal actions by the government? Folks, come on, Christians. Come on, Christians. This is uncomfortable. Should he bring a lawsuit against the governor? The governor ought to be in jail from what I just read. Hey, John. Yeah. John Diamond, shouldn't the governor be in jail?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when I was at Coach or at Mike Spalding's conference, and I was talking in the hotel the morning after when we were checking out to the guy who I can't remember his name, the guy who runs your Equal Justice tour, he said that he already knows how to go ahead and file these things in court. Now, I'm not sure what we do when the courts are closed, but I mean, I think we already know what to do. I can't remember exactly what he said the remedy was, but this is stuff that as citizens, we can do ourselves. We don't have to wait to a cop or a sheriff or anybody else. I'm pretty sure we can file this ourselves. You might want to check into that a little further.
Yeah, but John, the government's just trying to do what's right. They're just trying to keep people safe, John.
We've been here before, Coach.
I know.
We've been here before. We got to go back and look at how it was done the last time. Remember those crazy people?
Yeah, I do.
We don't have the tea in the water.
Now, before that, what did they do before that? They formed a committee of correspondents who then formed a committee of safety who then communicated with the town next to them, and they decided what they would do, and they formed what's the evil M word? The militia. They instructed the militia what to do when the government was tyrannical. And it's exactly done with
Jack. We're all done with Jack now. He's talking about violence. That's what they do, Jack.
No. The militia shows up and everybody scatters because
not violence.
Yeah. Legal plunder, folks. We got to go back and read some of this stuff. We got to study.
Jack, where's the militia today?
They're gone. There isn't one.
They've been
the militia today is labeled terrorists.
That's right.
Well, because there's no legal militia, there's no constitutional militia. It's not an unorganized militia. Second Amendment says an organized militia. And we lost that starting in 1906. We better go back and study. While the founders, from their Christian faith, established it according to the scripture.
Hey, you know, just about every problem that we've shown light on over the last 4 years and a bunch has a logical, legal, constitutional, whatever solution. There is a legal groundwork and standing to provide a solution to about every problem that's been brought up here. But have any problems been changed or fixed? Because, see, there being a way to solve a problem doesn't solve the problem. You have to put that way into action. And when it comes to the legal aspect of it, like there is that law on the books, man, that governor should be in jail. But to put him in jail, it's going to take, see, if you as a citizen file a lawsuit, it's a civil lawsuit. It has no criminal consequences.
I get it. What do we do?
We need a team, coach, of lawyers. We need this. And we need to find the governor go find the case that we can win, the best chance, and go serve that one get it together, a case against them, and go win one and set a precedent.
Yeah, that's it. We've got to win one somewhere. Now, I lost my appeal on a technicality. I don't know how many of y'all heard about my appeal on my home being put up for sale and all that and everything. The other side said that because I paid the money to keep my home from being auctioned off, that closed the case, that I had no legal standing to appeal that decision that I agreed to by paying them.
Now, are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. That was a ruling on it. So now my option, and Roger and I are working on it, is I'm going to sue all the principal players in that process of putting my house up for auction and all. But I'm going a step beyond that. As soon as I've filed the lawsuit, the civil lawsuit against them, I'm taking the packet of information I've put together on the whole thing across the hall in the federal building, and I'm saying, okay, I am making a RICO criminal conspiracy complaint against every one of these players. They conspired together to steal my property.
Larry, Christians aren't supposed to sue.
Oh, heck, don't call me a Christian, then call me a...
That's a good
Dave, one of the problems you have is state immunity laws that have been passed where you can't sue the state. You know, that's another thing. It's they protect their actions by the immunity laws that have been passed by the legislature.
Yeah, and then the ones that can be sued, they pass an indemnification law. They indemnify, which is the same thing as protect.
Well,
one of the things, though, see, a lot of those on that video you saw where the police come in there and do stuff, well, the police are sued all the time. And that's the enforcers of this, whatever this is going on. Okay? These are the people that are out there enforcing it. They're like the strong arm of it. Okay? So yeah. There's accountability for them. There's no doubt about it. It may not be able to go up higher. I don't know, but. At least that first part there, that'll get them to thinking. So the main thing is to see the state gets the city gets the money from the state anyways. So either way, if you win against the police department, you're winning against the state.
Mm-hmm. But we have to understand this, folks. Listen, again, our pushback will come from our own side, who will say that we are to obey Romans
13. That is so deeply embedded in our mindset that Christian, we lose these battles because the devil's team knows we're not going to sue. It's not Christ-like to sue, right? See, folks, for those of you who wonder, Bible says you don't take your brother to law. I shouldn't sue Larry, although I want to, Larry, but I shouldn't sue Larry. He and I ought to be able to settle it in church discipline. That's the way it's supposed to work. But it never ever said you shouldn't sue somebody that's outside church. Or your rights will be trampled all the time. Wake up. This isn't even common sense, right? By the way, I hear tell the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Somebody tried to come in. Come on in there.
That was me, Coach. The fact of the matter is civil government doesn't even understand the Constitution. That's why they're doing the crazy things. Just like the church doesn't understand biblical government. And that's why they're acting and quoting Romans chapter 13. They don't know. They don't know the Bible. They don't know Romans chapter 13. And the person who comes out and arrests you, most of those people, they have no clue what the Constitution says.
They have no clue. Let me move here real quick because I think this is important. And just again, so people be around us begin to understand exactly what's going on. And Jared, play this. What the hell did that pop up on there? Play the video, Jared. It says, I'm sorry, I should have had this ready for you. It says martial law. And this is a pretty soft video. You guys do understand we're under soft martial law. You do understand that, right? You do know that, right? We're under soft martial law. People are being arrested for leaving their homes. So this is a real short little video on martial law. In fact, I think maybe, Jared, you can play it at time and a half speed, but I think it's important for us to see and understand what martial law is and what they're doing to us under, by the way, pretended legislation, the color of law, which was mentioned in the thing. I think you can do time and a half real easy here, Jared. What is martial law and what would it actually look like? And tell me we're not already there. Go ahead.
Finally happened. A less than ethical bioresearch company accidentally released the T-virus. It all started with a cough, some difficulty breathing, and pretty soon, tyrants, zombie dogs, and those gross guys with the long tongues started running rampant. Now there's only one way to enforce the quarantine that will save America. Forget social distancing. It's time for martial law. Martial law has been declared numerous times throughout U.S. history, from the Revolutionary War to the 1960s Civil Rights Movement. But what is martial law exactly, and what would it look like in modern life? Martial law is typically declared in times of national emergency, though what exactly constitutes an emergency varies from nation to nation. Once martial law is declared, most civil rights are temporarily suspended, and the U.S. military assumes control of all law enforcement duties, although existing law enforcement is still active and aids in establishing martial law. Because martial law pretty much suspends democracy as we know it, in the United States it has been sparingly used, and even when it has, it's been a very limited scope. If there's one thing country music has taught us, it's that Americans love their freedom, and they don't take kindly to the government infringing on it. Thus, martial law is only declared in the U.S. for the most extreme circumstances, for times when the military is needed to help maintain law and order. Recent incidents of martial law include its enactment after the attack on Pearl Harbor, but even then it was only declared in Hawaii, and only because an imminent invasion was feared. In the U.S., only the president has the power to enact martial law nationally. Each state governor has the right to enact martial law in their own state individually and enforce it with the aid of federal troops as well as the National Guard. Controversially, though, in 2007, President George W. Bush's administration added a provision into a military funding bill that allowed the president to take command of the National Guard units of each state without the governor's consent. Let's say your city ends up on the T-virus menu. One day, you're working your four full-time jobs while also attending college and still not making rent, and suddenly people start turning into zombies and lickers all around you. The state governor gets on TV and announces he's enacting martial law to enforce a mandatory quarantine. The first thing you'll notice about your new life is that you've got a curfew again, only this one is much more restrictive and better enforced than the one your parents set up while you were in high school. You're not allowed to be out of your house from 8 p.m. to 9 a.m. every single day. The curfew is meant to control the flow of people, and it makes it easier for law enforcement to spot bad actors. During wartime, if you were violating curfew at 2 in the morning, there's a good chance you were an enemy saboteur. Curfews during a viral pandemic, though, can also help limit the spread of the disease. And if the outbreak is severe enough, you might not be allowed out of your home at all, except on specific days for specific times. A highly restricted curfew could, for instance, only allow you to leave your home for 3 hours every third day. Each part of a city could have a different curfew, and thus the spread of the virus would be highly limited, as only one part of the city would be away from home at any given time. In most nations, martial law automatically suspends all of your civil rights and gives the military complete police and judicial power. In the United States, though, Supreme Court decisions have worked to limit the scope of martial law. And even if martial law is declared, citizens still have a right to a civil trial. The arresting authority of military or law enforcement during martial law, however, is not restricted, meaning that you could be arrested and not immediately charged. And that certainly throws the door open to some very scary scenarios, with police and military arresting individuals as they see fit, and is one of the big reasons why martial law is so rarely declared. If a catastrophe is serious enough or lasts long enough, and martial law is necessary for an extended amount of time, along with a curfew, you may need to carry specially assigned movement and travel documents. These will be given to you by the authorities after carefully interrogating your personal life and your needs, as in what you do for a living and what type of non-home medical or specialized care you need. Then the authorities would hand you your documents, which authorize you to either be in violation of curfew or travel outside of established control zones so that you can do things like go to work or get a physical therapist appointment. These documents will typically be very specific about where you're allowed to go and when, helping the authorities to determine if you're in violation of curfew or travel restrictions. During World War II, many Nazi-occupied countries found themselves dealing with German-backed curfews and travel restrictions, necessitating special transit or travel documents. If martial law is declared nationally, you'll need those documents to leave your home city and travel anywhere else, and any foreign travel will have to be approved in advance. To enforce travel and movement restrictions, security checkpoints will be placed throughout your city and strategic areas. If the emergency is bad enough that segregation of the population and tight movement control is necessary, you could even see entire streets closed off and neighborhoods get barricaded. This will be done in order to ensure that there are only a select amount of avenues of travel through a city, which can be all overwatched by a series of security checkpoints. In the United States, elections are protected by the Constitution, and thus martial law cannot stop or impede an election from happening. During the Civil War, despite martial law having been established, there were still two major elections. Having strict travel restrictions, though, could certainly impede the democratic process. Want to learn about some of the craziest laws you might break during martial law?
Listen, I want you to think about this, folks. We're already living under soft martial law. We already are. It's been the churches have closed voluntarily. There has been martial law applied to the churches, and the churches have complied willingly. Now, Rodney Howard Brown didn't. And what did they do? They arrested him. Folks, we're under martial law. Soft martial law. And again, conditioning for the real thing. So when COVID-19 comes around again next November, they're going to go back and they're going to look at what they did back there in the summer. They said, well, we're going to do this again, only we're going to tighten it down even harder. Because why? We didn't complain about it.
That's right. We've set precedent now.
Yep.
Yeah, question. Yep. Question. Did he say that they protected elections during martial law so they could continue?
He did say
However, the virus has the every year flu virus has the ability to stop our elections.
Mark.
But the legislated martial law couldn't. Mark, the virus comes along and takes out our elections.
Mark, we're voting by mail here. We're voting by mail.
Well, Idaho's been voting by computer for several election cycles now. It's up to each state how to vote. The Constitution does not specify polls and all that and everything, and nor does it give the federal government anything but designating the day of election. But somebody said that we've set the precedent now. Well, why use the word now? We've been allowing the precedent to be set for decades by our laziness and lack of action.
Come and join us Saturday at the State House. Folks, here, listen, I want you also, I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about today. Didn't get to. I want you to be very much, very, very aware of this. Folks, we are in danger. The collapse of our, they told us that they wanted to, part of this was to get ahead of the pressure that was going to be on the hospitals. Remember they told us all that? And now we're finding out that hospitals all across America are running out of money. And why are they running out of money? Because it's no elective surgeries. It was all set up for this COVID thing, which never ever developed, by the way. And now hospitals are in financial trouble. And if you can't make the connection between the government breaking the hospitals so that now we have government hospital care, which, by the way, didn't they call that Obamacare at one point?
Hey, Coach.
Isn't this being set up for medical rationing? Yeah, Paul.
Well, they're going to bail out the hospitals next.
They're going to take them over. They're going to take them over, and then it's going to be single payer. Come on, folks.
Yeah. I'd love to come out. I'd love to come out to Ohio and be part of that. I would just love to do it. But I can't travel because of the paperwork that would be required. My papers are not in order to get on an airplane to go from one state to the other.
Amen.
If you don't think we've been in martial law for a lot longer than this, you've been blinded.
So, folks,
this didn't start with a virus.
It did, folks. So, listen. So, here's a question we have to ask ourselves again. I hope you're getting the theme here. What is the requirement, the obligation, the duty of Christians in regards to government? Are Christians supposed to blindly obey government, or are Christians Are they the wall? Are they the bastion to stand up to keep the government accountable? We're going to have to make a decision, church, on which role we are to play. Blind obedience or godly resistance. We're going to have to make that decision, because I'm going to tell you, the resistance that's going to come ain't going to be godly. So they ain't going to be godly. Those NASCAR boys ain't going to be godly resistance. And that's what they're heading us towards. And can I say it again? As I always say it, with this exception of I've seen Tom Gill, some others, there ain't no pastors at any of these pushback rallies. No pastors. No pastors. They're blindly obeying right into martial law and government lockdown. God, I wish I had more time. God bless you. See you tomorrow.